Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:25 British Summer Time. Today is September 7th. Well, today being Labor Day in the USA, I'm recording a little bit earlier, and the US markets are closed, of course. But in Asia this morning, there was really quite positive action on a number of stock markets. In China, the market closed, faltered as it pushed above the 3,000 level and closed on the lower side of its range. But elsewhere in Asia, markets were really quite firm. The Nikkei was up over 1%, as was Hong Kong. But we saw, for example, Thailand pushing on to another new high, and Malaysia firming within its range, as did Indonesia. And the majority of markets were really quite steady. And in Europe, the majority of markets finished in excess of 1%, and one or two of them over 1.5%. So, a generally positive tone in stock markets for the day. And in the bond markets, again, with the US closed, you didn't have an awful lot of action, and quite a few of the commodity markets were also closed. What is of interest is that UK traded sugar contract was a bit weaker in here again today. And last week we saw it pushing upwards to new high ground. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It was unable to sustain the gain, pulled back into the range last week, took out a midpoint danger line stop, if there'd been one there, and is now testing the lower side of the range. So we have three inconsistencies in what has been a very consistent advance. There was a clear acceleration up to the $600 level. We've had this range for much of the last couple of weeks, and now we're starting to see these inconsistencies within the range. It's testing the lower side of the range at the moment. If we were to see it breaking down from this range, it would probably be more of a medium-term type top than the short-term top that we have right now. But in any case, we are in a much more risky environment for long investors in the kind of action that we've seen just in the last couple of days. And certainly with the rains starting to come in at the right time for the Indian region, then one of the supports for this really rapid advance we've seen over the last couple of months is being removed, and there is potential for this impressive advance to be retraced, at least in part, over the coming weeks. The oil market is relatively unchanged, and natural gas is down very slightly on the day. Now, you had that storage report out on Friday, and prices rallied somewhat and are currently in the $2.65 region. Last Friday was the first upward dynamic in a number of weeks, and particularly in view of the fact that we've been down on almost consecutive days on that October contract. And if natural gas can put 2 days together on the upside, which is something it hasn't done in really quite some time, it would be an indication that at least some of these shorts are being pressured, and we might be in store for a bit of a rally in that particular market. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, the grains have all been quite weak over the last 5 to 10 days, and wheat was breaking down on Friday. Corn was also weak, as was soybeans. So there were stories today that rain is coming into the right place in and at the right time in Western or in Australia, and that's benefiting their wheat crop, and the crop that's expected in the US isn't as bad as was originally anticipated. So there is potential for these grains to push a little bit lower, and the very fact that they have been ranging at the lower side of the range and could potentially be breaking downwards puts them at a little bit more of a risky environment than they might otherwise have been in. But what I think most people are interested in is in the precious metals. And again, this was also a quiet day today, but we're looking at gold in the region of $1,000. It's $5 off of $1,000 on that spot market. And we're also seeing that The US dollar was a bit weaker in here today. The Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, South African rand all made new recovery highs against the dollar today. And a large number of commodity currencies, and I'm going to post a few of these in comment of the day just in a few minutes. You will see that a large number of these commodity currencies are ranging relatively close to their highs against the dollar, and it is in commodity currencies that we have primarily seen strength against the US dollar, and indeed against some of those other currencies that were particularly affected by the credit crisis. Commodity producers, by and large, are in a better position economically than the majority of economies in Europe or in the USA, and there is significant room for them to appreciate over the long term against those comparatively weak currencies, particularly in the OECD. And while they have been remarkably consistent, particularly that Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, and South African rand, they've been very consistent in the short term. The stronger those currencies get, the less competitive the manufacturers or the manufacturing bases in those countries become relative to the rest of the world. And we are going to start to see more vociferous talk coming from central bankers and politicians with a view to weakening those currencies. However, because we have seen growth coming back into those economies sooner, it's better quality type growth, and we're also seeing that these are the countries that are likely to benefit from the massive urbanization that continues to go on in Asia and the infrastructure build that is likely to occur not only in those big population centers of the world, but also as projects get underway in a number of these more affected economies by the credit crisis in order to create jobs and attempt to build out infrastructure and put in capital type investments rather than pouring money into banks gets underway. We're going to see that the competitive advantage that commodity producers have is something that they're likely to be able to hold on to for the long term. So while we have very consistent moves at the moment for particularly the leading currencies, they are not something that we can depend on indefinitely. However, over the long term, we are more likely to see these currencies trending upwards against the US dollar or perhaps the pound or the euro than they are to be losing ground. And that is a significant backdrop for investment in those countries because their stock markets are particular sectors, obviously the commodity sectors of those stock markets are also performing really quite well. And when we see that gold is up around $1,000, it does tend to focus attention on the precious metal complex in particular. And there are a number of bullish stories circulating at the moment. One, of course, is that the IMF may not sell their gold. And another is that the Chinese are building up their reserves on the quiet without letting people know that they're doing so, or that gold is being pushed as an investment to on a retail basis in China, and that there is big potential for growth there. These are all the types of stories that we would expect to hear when gold is pushing $1,000 and at the top of the range. And they do, to a certain extent, already anticipate that it has successfully broken upwards. What we do need to see is that it succeeds to push above $1,000. It could easily come back and test these highs on a reversionary move once it has completed the move. But so long as it can sustain the move above $1,000, then there is significant potential for the market to advance and for silver and platinum to catch up in no uncertain terms and outperform in for the duration of that advance. But let's not look on it as a foregone conclusion. Gold does need to sustain this move above $1,000, and If we were to start to see downward dynamics, that would probably check it in the short term. But if we start to see gold falling below the $950 to $900 level, we would have to start to ask questions about our forecast. There's no evidence of that happening yet, and everything looks on track for the yellow metal to be able to sustain an upward break in the coming weeks or months. But let's see it before we start writing, before we start spending the potential profits. A generally quiet day otherwise, and I think with that I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.